So the brake strength, 18, 27, 36, that is the strength of the Dacron. That's how many strands of Dacron there are, and that is what the brake strength of the Dacron is. Now, 18 pound and 27 pound lead core have the same amount of lead. So they're going to sink exactly the same. Now remember, I don't know if you can see it or not, you can see it in that upper right-hand corner here of the display, and actually on the background, lead core comes in what we call colors. And those colors change every 30 feet or every 10 yards is a new color. And that's how we determine how deep we want to get our lures, is by how many colors we have in the water. So maybe you can see the back of this spool. I don't know if I can get it in the light just right. But you can see the colors back here, right? So each color is 30 feet of line. So for each color, 18 pound and 27 pound brake strength, the lead is exactly the same. It weighs the same. 36 pound weighs more. The lead is heavier. Okay. So basic walleye speeds, let's go 1.5 to 2.25, right in that 2 mile an hour range, give or take a, you know, half a mile an hour either way. Basic walleye speeds, for every color of lead that's in the water, you're going to get about 5 foot of depth. That's with 18 and 27 pound. With 36 pound lead, because remember the lead is a little bit heavier, at basic walleye speeds, we're going to get about 7 feet of depth. Okay. 36 is what most of the guys that just fish salmon and steelhead run. 18, some walleye guys run because it's a little bit thinner. You can get more on a small reel. 27 is a great compromise if you troll for walleye, you troll for steelhead. Maybe you troll a little bit for salmon, set your drag loose. 27 is a good compromise for all kinds of fishing. If you just do salmon fishing or do mostly salmon fishing, I'd tell you to buy 36. If all you do is walleye fishing, you can get by with 18, but why not have that 27 for that extra brake strength, okay? So that's our basic. So we're gonna go with, my favorite is 27 pound. That's what I fish on all my lead core rods are 27 pounds. So we're gonna go with 5 feet of depth per color in the water at typical walleye speed. So we're gonna stick with that 5 foot number as we go through tonight, okay? Okay, let's talk about spooling up. So there's two options that when you spool up your lead core. First one is a full spool. So you just take, lead core usually comes in a what we call a full core or 10 colors. This is what we call a full core. So there's 10 colors on here. And there are times that you want to fill a reel with all 10 colors. We'll talk about how to fish this a little bit later. That is a common way to fish flat rods right off the back of the boat. So you can let out 2 colors, 3 colors, 4 colors, 2.5 colors, whatever you need to do it. It's the way that I fish, especially lead core in rivers. I like to have full cores, either 7 colors or 10 colors. And I let it out. And I want, when I'm fishing in rivers, I want my bait to just be ticking the bottom. So I'm looking for that rod tip just every once in a while, just kind of go tick, there's the bottom, tick, there's the bottom. So I'm constantly reeling a little bit of lead, reeling out a little bit of lead. So having a lot of lead on a spool or a reel lets me do that, right? And it keeps the reel fairly full. The most common way that walleye guys fish it though is what's called segmented lead core. So let me explain to you what this is. So basically what segmented lead core is I'm gonna set up a rod to only fish one specific color of lead core. So this reel here, I'm gonna take this rod apart for right now so I don't smash it in the wall. So you can see the sticker on the reel that says one. This reel has one color of lead core on it, okay? So what we do is we put a whole bunch of backing on our reel. We put on one color of lead core, and then we put on our leader. We'll talk about leaders in just a second. But this is only going to be fished as one color, okay? Now, segmented is popular with the walleye guys because what you don't wanna do is put an offshore planer board onto lead core. If you snap a board, a release onto lead core over and over and over again, the Dacron is gonna break. And now you've got a situation where you could lose a fish. So anytime we're going to run offshore inline planer boards, what we wanna make sure that we do is we have segmented lead core, we let the leader out, we let whatever number, however much lead we have on that reel, and then we have backing and we hook our our board to the backing. So now it's not rubbing on that Dacron. It's not going to break that Dacron. Segmented is the way that most walleye guys fish lead core. Okay. Now you're probably thinking to yourself, holy goodness. Yeah. Holy goodness is true. So as a charter captain, I have ready to go 6 reels with 1 color, 6 reels with 2 color, 6 reels with 3 color, 6 reels with 4 color, 4 reels with 5 color, and I keep 2 reels with 7 color. I really don't need to fish any deeper than that for most of my walleye fishing. Obviously that's a lot of stuff, right? If you know, you do need, I will tell you this, you do need a different reel for each amount of lead core. So there is no way to, you know, build a 1 color that can also be a 2 color. A lot of guys have tried, they put lead on, then some backing and another color of lead. What happens is when you do that, you put the rod in the air, you only let 1 color out. Now you've got this lead between the board and the rod tip. It doesn't work. So you have to commit to, if you're going to run lead core, multiple rods, multiple reels. Obviously you can run multiple reels and change what you need for the day. But you know, I like to have it and have it ready to go because I use it a lot. So that's the difference between full and segmented. Full, I'll run off the back corners and adjust. Segmented, I run, put on a board and send it out to the side. Okay. All right. Let's talk about rods and reels. We've had this conversation thousands of times. I like all my rods to be the same. So all of my lead core rods are 8.5 foot. I go with the Train series of Denalis. They're a little less expensive. They got less guides. They got bigger guides. So the lead core goes right through them fairly easy. But they're the same 8.5 foot blank as my regular trolling rods are that I run my Sunline fluorocarbon on. I want them all to be the same because I may, in my spread, I may have a couple lead cores and a couple regular flat lines on boards, and I want those rods to act the same. We've talked about this 1,000 times. Being able to read your rods so all your rods are the same is a big deal. So whatever you're using for regular trolling rods right now, I would tell you that's what you want to buy. You want to buy more of those and just put your lead core on those. All right, that's a big deal. Line counter reels. I think line counter reels are a big deal for this, especially if you're going to do a full spool. So the cool thing about a full spool is what I do is I put the same amount of leader on each rod. I'll talk about that in a second. Then I let the leader out. And once the lead core gets to the tip of the rod, I zero my counter. And then I let out whatever I think it's going to be. So maybe 38 feet on the counter, put it in a rod hole. If I catch a fish, I just run it back to 38. I can put the other one back at 38. I'm using those counters to help me. Counters aren't a big deal with segmented. I do run line counter reels. Again, it keeps all my reels the same, something I like. I like all my rods and all my reels to all be the same when I'm trolling. So I use, Daiwa C-Line 27s, just like I do with all of my regular trolling. So they're exactly the same. I know exactly what they should look like. I know exactly where the drag should be. I like the line counters. What I do is I let my segmented lead out. I let out about 6 feet, so I want all the lead in the water, about 6 feet of backing, put my offshore board on, and then I zero the counter so I know how far out to the side of the boat it is. So that lets me get my stagger on my rods. So I do use a counter even when I'm using segmented lead cord just to tell how far out that my reels are. There are some less expensive lead, you know, obviously the lead cord, getting to lead cord is a big deal. You know, if you're gonna do it right, you know, Saginaw Bay, you know, you're going to need a couple twos, a couple threes, a couple fours. I would tell you get a lot of twos and a lot of threes. Let me see if I can get, hang on a second here, guys. Let me grab this rod. Twos and threes are probably the most productive on Saginaw Bay. There are times we run fours. There are times we run ones. I run a lot of Little Warrior spoons behind lead core. I also run a lot of little crankbaits. I'm looking forward to getting the new Boogie Shad from Walleye Nation's Creations. That little itty bitty boogie shad is going to be awesome on the bay when we get bait fish hatches and there's a lot of small bait. So sometimes one color gets that little bait down 6 feet or so, right? That's where you need it. Especially when there's bug hatches, you need stuff high in the water column. Sometimes lead core is the easiest way to get a lot of rods to the right depth. Okay. But you definitely, if you're going to fish lead core, because lead core does take up a lot of room and you want a lot of backing, you don't want a small reel, because if you let out the leader, you let out the lead core, you let out some backing, send it out to the side. If you've only got a little bit of line on the spool, now when you reel, you're not bringing in a lot of line. So you want a little bit bigger spool. Again, I like the 27 series. So you've got some mass on the spool. So you take let's say I take a one call and I run it, 225 feet to the side. I've still got a big spool. So as I crank, I'm actually picking up some line. That's important. Okay. So I like large diameter spools with I like the single handle. It picks up more line than the small double handle does. And again, line count of reels, I think, are a big deal. I have found one reel. This is something that we found that works. This is the Shakespeare ATS, and they make it a couple different sizes. This is the small size. They make it in two sizes. I think this is a 20, or I think it's a 30, and they make a 40. These are very economical, guys. If you're getting into lead core and you need a lot of reels, this would be a good thing to look for. Look for the Shakespeare ATS, Adam, Tom, Sam. They're very affordable, good reels. We've had good luck with them. I've used them. They're what come on most of the lead core combos you buy that are spooled up at big retailers. They're inexpensive. I've seen those reels for sale for $29.99. Good drags, good counters. It's a great way to kind of get started with that. Okay. But the biggest thing is keep your rods the same so they all look the same in your rods, and have a big enough reel with a line counter. Okay, let's talk about leaders. This is something that comes up a lot. I use 20-pound fluorocarbon. I remember last week we talked about fluorocarbon line. I use the Super Fluoro, the real thick, real stiff, real abrasion-resistant leader material. That's what I use. I run 25 or 30 feet, usually 25 feet is what I run. So I attach that to my lead core, and I measure off 25 feet. Usually I go 6, 12, 18, 24. So that's kind of it's four pulls. Sometimes I'll go to 30 and do five pulls, but I always do them all the same. Then what I do is I do the secret of the bead. So I've got my 25 or 30 foot leader. I put on a rubber bead right here. Boop. I tie on a high quality ball bearing swivel. And then at the end of that, I tie on just a regular round bend crankbait snap to attach my lure to. Now, I don't need the extra crankbait snap like we do with our regular trolling rods, because we're never going to break this leader off and put a diver in it, right? So it's just a rubber bead, a high quality ball bearing swivel, and then a crankbait snap at the end. That's one pull. That's about 6 feet. So that's one arm length for me. So those leaders end up being about 30 feet. So five pulls and then one pull on the leader. That's about the length I use. And I tie it on, away I go. I try to get everything as close to the same as possible. I'm sure they're, a foot or two off sometimes, maybe a couple inches, but I try to get everything as close as possible. Again, that bead stops people from reeling up all the way to the rod tip. The swivel is going to help lures that do tangle or get twisted. It is going to allow that to happen. And then the crankbait snap obviously lets your lure work properly. So there you go. All right, the only exception I make to this is if I'm fishing close to the bottom, I'm pulling lead core in rivers, okay? I do this a lot. I pull lead core a lot in rivers. It's something I learned in fishing the PWT when we went out west. It's something that's very, very popular. Small crankbaits on lead core is something very, very, very popular out in the Western reservoirs. What they do out there is they run an extremely short, I'm talking 6 feet leader off their lead core, and they run braided line, usually black braided line. Now there's no stretch. Remember, the Dacron isn't going to stretch. The braid isn't going to stretch. So now your crankbait, let's say it's usually smaller crankbait. So I don't have a small one here, but let's say we're running these Reapers. We're banging the bottom, let's say in 18 feet of water, right? And we're just ticking the bottom. When you've got Dacron, which is what lead core is, no stretch, then you've got a 6 or 8 foot braided leader, no stretch. You can physically see on the tip of your rod a little piece of smuts on here. I mean, a little piece of leaf that just barely gets on one point, your rod tip will stop because there's no stretch in the system. So that's the only time I don't use fluorocarbon leader is when I'm fishing close to the bottom in rivers specifically. That's where I use a braided leader, short braided leader, 6, 8, maybe 10 feet. It's the only time I change from that. Okay. All right. So that's kind of a basic rundown of Leadcore. So let's do this. Let's open it up to questions. So who's got some questions? I know a lot of you guys have asked me a lot about Leadcore. I wanted to do this as a Coffee Hour Plus because I think it's the right place to do it. Who has any questions that we can answer for you to get you dialed in Leadcore? Because I would tell you, everybody listening, if you don't have Leadcore setups in your boat, you need to add them. It's the first thing you need to add. Don't worry about jet divers or adding any of the other stuff that you don't have. Buy a couple of setups of Leadcore first. Ask around where you're fishing. What are the most popular amounts or lengths of Leadcore? And get one or two of each of those. Okay. Jim says, is there a special knot you use on Leadcore? I'm going to describe the knot I tie. And I think tomorrow I should have enough time. I'm going to put a GoPro down and actually tie the knot and show you, and we'll post it. So what I do is very simple, Jim. I just take the Leadcore and I pop out about 3-4 inches of lead. Okay. So I pop that lead out. Now I've got this Dacron with no lead in it. Then what I do is I simply tie an overhand knot in the Dacron. And I'm going to have to get my glasses on. I just tie an overhand knot in the Dacron. Sure I do. Come on, Lance. Holy moly. I used to laugh at my dad when he couldn't tie knots. It's not getting funny now. I can't see. I can't tie knots anymore. Okay, overhand knot in the Leadcore. There we go. All right. And then what I do, so I've got a loop here. Then what I do is I slide my backing through that loop and I tie a uni knot on there. Okay. So boom, I slide it through. I tie a uni knot on the back side. I pull this loop tight. I pull that uni knot tight up against that little bump and I'm done. I don't go inside. I don't try to do the whatever they call it, Willis knot, where you go inside. I just can't do that. I don't have the patience for that. So that's what I do. Just an overhand knot, run the leader through the overhand knot, the loop that the overhand knot creates, tie a uni knot. So you got your line, you're gonna double it back, wrap it around both the Dacron and the leader line a couple times, go through the loop, snug that up nice and tight, pull the Dacron loop tight, slide it up, snug it tight, you're done. It goes through guides very easy. It's a very small knot and it's ready to go. Okay. Dave says, what backing do you recommend since you'll be attaching a board to it? You could do a couple things. Fluorocarbon trolling line is very expensive. So I would tell you not to do that. I use see that 16-pound Sunline Supernatural Mono. That's what I use. I've got a lot of it. It's fairly inexpensive. It's a good diameter. It's a good break strength. That's what I use. I know if you really want to do this right, you're going to do it from scratch. Blood Run makes a very affordable, like a 30 or 40-pound braid that fills the spool really well, lays flat, obviously doesn't rot, doesn't go bad, because it is braid and fills the spool up nice and even. At some point, it won't happen this year. It'll happen towards the end of this year. At some point, I need to take a full 2 days, completely undo my lead cores, and that's what I'm going to do. Dave does it right. Right now, again, there's an easy way to do this and the right way to do it. So you guys who are starting fresh, what I would tell you to do is take the same heavy fluorocarbon you're using for your leader. Okay. I would tie on about 6 feet of that And then, so you've got your leader, your lead core, about a 6 foot piece of heavy fluoro, and then whatever you're going to use for backing tied to that fluoro. And you, like Dave says, and you snap the board on that fluoro. Okay. You snap that board on the fluoro. That fluoro is going to last longer. It's not going to wear out. And when it does wear out, you just simply replace that piece of fluoro. You don't have to replace your backing. That's the right way to do it. That's the way I was taught. Jeff Godey is the one who got me really into fishing lead core. I would tell you most of the guys that fish lead core a lot on Saginaw Bay, Jeff Godey has helped. That's the way he does it. He runs a 20 pound piece of, he uses high abrasion mono. I would use the same fluorocarbon I use for a leader. And then he ties his backing to that. That way you've got something to attach it to, and it's constantly attached at the same place. Dave says he uses braided backing with a 6 foot high vis mono piece between the braid and the lead core. Great idea. Great idea, Dave. Love it. And he clips on that high vis heavy mono. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Jim, no, there is no shelf life on lead core that I'm aware of. I've got, you know, a lot of the lead core I'm using, especially my 2s, 3s, and 4 colors. The lead core itself has probably been on those reels for 15 years, 20 years maybe. So Dacron doesn't break down. So I don't think there is a shelf life on it. Steve says, I got 6 reels, 2 of each color, 1, 2, and 3. Can I add a 1 ounce snap weight to the backing of my 1 color to make it a 2? So yes, you can. Yes, you can. So basically a color of lead core weighs 1 ounce. So if you've got a 1 color lead and you want it to go down to 2 colors, let your 1 color out, put a 1 ounce snap weight, let it out 30 feet. So now you've got 60 feet of line. You basically got, and now you've got basically 2 colors. It's not exact. And again, the lead, the snap weight being all the lead in one spot. One of the beauties of lead core, one of the reasons I think it's really effective is when you have all your lead in one spot, like a snap weight or a diver or a tadpole, whatever the case may be, right? That hunk of lead moves up and down a lot. It's very aggressive when it moves, and the lure moves with it. The beauty of lead core is you've got 1 ounce of weight that's 30 feet long. So it snakes through the water. It doesn't go up and down like the solid weight does. So can you do it that way? Sure. It'll definitely get you a little bit deeper, but it's not exact, and it kind of kills what we're trying to do with the lead core. But yeah, it's a great way in a pinch to do it without question. Ron says, have you ever broken the lead inside when lighting out part of your lead core instead of the full length because of the fold over at the rod tip? I have never had that happen. I'm very cognizant of that, though. I'm always watching the rod tip to make sure it doesn't do that. It's one of the reasons, Ronnie, I like really soft rod tips. That's why I like 8.5 foot rods, because they bend. If you get too stiff of a rod, that lead core comes out at almost a 90 degree angle where it rubs against the tip top, the top eye, and it can wear it out. That's why I like a softer rod, so it bends. If I can find them, they're hard to find right now. I would tell you, if you really wanted to do lead core perfect, you'd buy those twirly tips that the guys use for wire, because that bends and lets the lead core bend with it, right? So again, there's a dollar store way of doing it, and then there's the right way to do it, right? The right way would be 8.5 foot rods with twirly tips, lead core, a 6 foot piece of heavy mono or fluoro, and then your backing. That way you're never going to have any problems whatsoever. Especially with, especially if you're running off the back, right? That's the deal. If you're running it off the back, so where it's the lead core actually on the rod tip, twirly tips work well. Okay. If you run Dreamweaver Ninja boards, they'll hold with braided line. I've never used a Ninja board. I've seen them. I'm not worried about the board holding. What I'm worried about is pressure on the Dacron. You're talking about braided line on the backing. Yeah, I, Yeah. The way I run my offshores with the snapper clip and the red release, I don't have any problem with braided line at all. So, I'm not worried about that at all. So, whatever releases you like with braided line, have at it. That's up to you guys. But yeah, twirly tips are a good option, right? And again, sometimes I'm do as I say, not as I do. Because sometimes I get lazy because just life is just 100 mile an hour. So there you go. To get down 30 feet, what would be the best setup? So depending on what you're going to run, Wayne, if you're going to run an on-weighted lure, a crawler harness or a spoon, you're going to need six colors of lead. If you're going to run a diving bait like a Bandit or a Walleye Nations Creations Reaper or a Reef Runner or something that dives, you've got to figure out what the dive curve is on that lure at about the leader length and then subtract that. So let's say at 30 feet, a Bandit runs, 8 feet down and you want to go 30. So now your Bandit's running 8 below the lead course. You need your lead at 22. So that's 20. So you're going to need 20 divided by 5. Is where you need four colors of lead is going to get you right close to that 30 feet with a Bandit. The Precision Trolling Book has all of this stuff for the most popular lures. So if you go to let's say a Bandit and you change the line to 18 pound lead core, it will tell you, I think they run a 30 foot leader, and it'll tell you how much line you need to let out counting the 30 foot leader and how much lead to get a lure to a certain depth. So if you have the Precision Trolling app, it's there. You just have to change the line type to 18 pound lead core. Remember, 18 and 27, exactly the same. So Frank's has, they sell pre-spooled, I think one color, two color, three color, four color, and five color. It comes with the rod, the reel, all pre-spooled, all the backing, the segmented lead core, and a leader. And I think they sell them for $89.99, $79.99, and you've got everything you need, rod, reel, and away you go. I started that way. They are value priced rods and reels. I started that way because I walked in, I said, I'm getting sick of getting my butt kicked by these guys at lead core. I walked in one day and bought 4.2s, 4.3s, and 2.4s. I have since taken all that stuff off of those combo reels and put them on 27s just because I like all my stuff to be the same. But yeah, Frank's has them. I think Northwoods has them. So there's lots of places that sell the combos already rigged up and ready to go. Okay, no more questions. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back to talk a little bit about boating safety. I want to talk about some things that you guys have added to your boat since you've been watching us to make your boat safer. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey Angler, would you like to become a better troller? If so, check out a Teaching Fishing Trolling Boot Camp this summer. 4 hours of high intensity, hands-on, on-the-water training with one of the Teaching Fishing staff will cover all the basics and pro tips you need to become a better troller. Class size and dates are limited, so use the link on the screen to get all the details and sign-up information. Learning to become a better troller is easy with the Teaching Fishing Trolling Boot Camp.
Are you ready for the spring Detroit River walleye run? Do you understand the three major migration routes into the Detroit River from Lake Erie? The timing of each route? Where the fish that use each route end up to spawn? Or how changes in our winters have affected the amount of fish that use each route? Check out the Teachin' Fishin' Detroit River Workshop, now available for streaming at teachinfishin.com.
Just the facts.
It's a fact that one of the most important things we teach here at Teachin' Fishing is boating safety. Having an inflatable PFD on any time you're on the water can help save your life when an accident happens. You know, I've been on the boat when something goes bad, and it goes bad very, very quickly, and there's very little time to react. So, a high-quality inflatable PFD are easy to wear, they're comfortable, they're not bulky, they allow for full fishing movement, and they could save you in case of an emergency. Make sure you've got an auto-inflatable, inflatable PFD on your body as soon as that boat leaves the dock, and don't take it off till you're tied back up. We want you to come back from every fishing trip and join us back here at Teaching Fishing.
Just the facts.